Net. Your net control station this evening is KE8ANW. My name is Brian, and I am located in Worthington. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be October 12th. That's 1 week ahead of normal. It would be October 12th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KE8ANW. I'll take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KE8ANW.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
I acknowledge KA8RLC, Cal, Kevin, KD8IIB. I will now take check-ins using the quadrant system divided by I-70 and I-71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Are there any stations which are north of I-70 and east of I-71? This would be the northeast quadrant. Please call KE8KNW.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf Mike, W8 SGM. Mike?
Kilo Delta 8, Bob.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
W8SGM. I have Bob, I believe it was, KD8SYP. You cut yourself off, Bob. I'll make sure that was you. And I have John, N8PVC. Any others, northeast, please call.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
8OFT, name is Daniel.
Daniel. Any others, northeast, please call KE8. 8 ANW. None, we'll move on. Are there any stations that are south of I-70 and east of I-71? Please call KEH-ANW.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8-CMW.
I acknowledge KB8-CMW, Paul. Any others from the southeast quadrant, please call KE8-ANW. Hearing none, we'll move on to the southwest. This would be south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KE8-ANW.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, KE8SVT, Brad.
I have W8RWR, Bob. I have KD8WQY, Denny. KSI, Holly, and then I have Brad, is KE8SVT. Any others from the southwest, please call KE8ANW.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray. KD8HVX, Jim.
I have Ed, N8UTI, Jim, KD8HVX. Any others, southwest, please call KE8ANW. Moving on to north of I-70 and west of I-71. That would be northwest. Please call KE8ANW.
Whiskey 8, Whiskey. W8WSC, Bill.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8V, JF, Mark.
That's KE8KJX, Dan.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY, Sharon.
KD8WQT, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Tango, Jack.
Okay, I have Bill, W8WSE, I have Mark, N8VJF. I have Dan, I believe it's KE8J, nope, KJX. Kilo Johnson X-ray. So, Sharon, N8SEY, and I have Jack, but I did not get your prefix. Please call back. I have it as WQT, but I don't have the rest.
KD8WQT, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Tango, Jack, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I have KD8WQT. Any others, Northwest, please call.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, K8, OVP.
I have Frank, K8, OVP. Any others, Northwest? All right, now calling any stations inside or outside Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call KE8ANW. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate. At this time, I will go back to those stations having Franklin County ARES announcements. We will begin with Cal KA8RLC.
Good evening, Brian. Good evening, the net. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming events. This Sunday is Crop Walk. Frank OVP is coordinating that, and I believe from recent emails I've gotten from him that he has things all set. The following week, I'll remind everyone that the in-person is next Wednesday, the 12th. It's the second Wednesday, where we will go over all of the marathon activities and details. So if you're working marathon, please try and make it. If you can't for some reason, don't worry. I'll be sending out all the information probably the following day once I clear up any conflicts we picked up during the meeting. And the next thing in reference to marathon, there's quite a few people that seems to be that have registered that may not have gotten in registered. They're registered with the marathon, but not registered with me through the marathon. So I'm going to send through the marathon's website the official registered people. If you don't get something from me tonight, tomorrow morning, let me know so that I can get you moved over to our files. And or anybody else who has registered or done anything, I will stand by for any questions. K8RLC. Hearing nothing for now, I'll give it back to you, Brian, K8RLC.
Thank you very much, Cal. We'll move on to Kevin, KD8IIB.
Good evening, Brian, and everybody. As you can probably figure out what my announcement is, upcoming nets for the next few weeks. As was mentioned, next week is the in-person. On the 19th is KA8RLC, Cal. October 26th is KB8YQS, Josh. November 2nd, NAUTI, Ed. And November 9th, NA8L, Terry. And that we'll stop at that for this evening. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Anybody have any questions for Kevin? At this time, I will ask if there's any training announcements or bulletins. This is KE8ANW. Let me know at this time. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations which I may have missed earlier. Please call KE8ANW.
ANW from KD8GUJ, Bill, Carrington.
I have you, Bill. And let me have your prefix again. I think I wrote it down right. I need your prefix one more time, Bill.
Golf Uniform Juliet, KD8GUJ.
I got you. Thank you, Bill. Any others that I may have missed? Any events? I know we had one last week. SVT, do you want to talk about anything from the event last weekend?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. KE8SVT. Yeah, we did have that nice little step up for Stephanie run and walk and other stuff going on there. We had a good crew. Didn't have anything major going on, just a few little crazy Columbus drivers, but other than that, everything went well. So no issues. So turn it back to you, Brian, KE8SVT.
Copy. Thank you very much, Fred. Are there any stations having any additional business and or discussion topics for the net? If so, please call KE8ANW.
KADAWQY.
Go ahead, Denny.
Talk about the step up for Stephanie. We had a lot of traffic at Northwest and Burns or whatever that street was, and we had an unexpected helper at the time. Reset. I had a lady come out. She was concerned that she's going to get blocked in, and she found out with when they were putting the cones out that we were at the amateur radio, and she happened to be an amateur radio. Her call sign was Kilo Delta 8 Yankee Yankee Papa, and she went down. There's about an alley about a block south of Northwest. The traffic was coming in, so she went down and took care of that alley for us. So I just want to give a shout-out to KD8YRP and to further let you know that we need to let step up for Stephanie to block off that alley next year. That is all. This is KD8WQY clear.
SBT, follow us.
I need to give a shout-out to a friend of mine who got his license this morning. He found out he took it at the EMA a couple weeks ago and got his license today. So his name is Glenn Dalton. It's KE8VSX. So congratulations, Glenn. He's a good friend of mine. I've known his wife, he and his wife, for a long time. So I'm glad he got it. All right. I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net at this time. Please call KE8ANW. For check-ins, I'm now closing the session on the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is KE8ANW returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KE8ANW signing clear. Good evening and 73.
I got 22 and 19.
I have 22 and 19. Thank you, Kevin. We'll send the report shortly. This is KE8ANW. Clear.
Appreciate it. KD8IIB.
KE8ANW, this is W8S.
Go ahead, Mike.
You give me that call sign for your for Glenn Dalton, we were keeping track of everybody in that class, and I thought I had it memorized, but I didn't get a chance to write it down, and I know it's K-E-8-B something, because a bunch of them are, but that's all I've got.
K-E-8-V-S-X.
Roger. Kilo Echo 8, Victor Sierra X-ray. Got it. Thanks much. Yeah, we got 10 licenses out of that class. Looks like 10, maybe even 11. So, thanks much. Appreciate it. W8STM.
Guys did a great job with that. You should be proud of that. That's a great, a lot of work. Good job. But, yeah, Glenn's excited about it. So, now we just have to get him the next step. So, I appreciate your time. Have a good evening.
KE8ANW.
Roger, thanks much. Yeah, that's always the next question. Okay, what's next? So, but I'm trying to put together a little program for that too here at the EMA. This is W8STM. I'll be clear and listening.
KD8WQY, KE8SVT. Still on, Denny?
Yeah, go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I sent you a message on your phone there. Yeah, I mentioned that to them in their follow-up email to them just yesterday about their traffic issues they had. I was concerned about you. I think Marcel had the worst time.
Yes, when they were picking up the cones and signs, I told one of the workers to pass the information along, too. But I knew you probably would pass it. It's better to have two sending in the message instead of nobody. So at Yali, just south of Burr and northwest, was not blocked off.
Yeah, did you actually see a police officer anywhere?
Two police officers at the site. One was on the north, the west side, and one was on the southeast side. And we had a lot of traffic crossing Burr Avenue, and it got so crowded on the north side that the policeman finally took his cruiser down to Gooddale and Northwest and closed the street completely off.
Yeah, that's where I think was where a lot of the traffic was coming from, where Marcel was, because Ted and Brian didn't have any trouble that they reported with traffic, but Marcel was right there at Williams in between the two, and I think it's coming in rail or sneaking in that alley which you were talking about off Burr.
Yeah, we had a lot of walkers. We didn't have any problems. We had to stop the walkers at one time early on before he closed Northwest off. We had a bus trying to get through, so we momentarily stopped the runners or the walkers so that we could get the bus through, but we really had no problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I even asked the event organizer if they contacted COTA. They said they did, but I don't think the word got spread down. That was a full-size COTA bus?
Roger that.
Okay, yeah, that's apparently the word didn't get to everybody that needed to be.
Okay, this is KD8WQY. I'll go look at my phone, so thanks. You did a good job. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, I just had to pose with Brutus there, so that was the tough part. Thanks, Denny. Appreciate it. KD8SVT.
KD8WQY clear.